Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. OuterLimitsRadio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. Tonight, we welcome back to the program a featured guest who's got inside information about what some of the light beings are saying. This gentleman has been in contact with various light councils. It's very interesting, and hopefully we can make sense of what's happening. Let us begin tonight's show. It is a great joy to welcome back to our show Mr. Christopher Macklin. He is an individual who has concentrated a lot in divine healing and learned from divine knowledge. And last time we had him on, we talked a lot about the draconians and how crazy things were and where things were going. And a pretty fascinating interview and a lot of great responses. But anyway, you can learn more about Chris by going to his website at globalenlightenproject.com. Christopher, welcome back to our show.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan, for having me. It was wonderful last time. It's going to be even better this time, I guess.
I sure will be. So, right now, it's kind of strange. I was just watching this documentary yesterday called The Dimming, and it was talking about all that stuff that we see in the air. They call it chemtrails. And I bring this to people's attention, and they say, you're crazy. And they're like, oh, you know, it's just exhaustion from the planes, and I'm like looking in the sky, and it's obviously the sky is changing, and apparently there are a lot of aluminum particles in there. So I'm just curious, does that have anything to do at all with this big push for 5G? I mean, do you think that this push for 5G recently is kind of a way of putting a microchip on every part of the planet, like maybe kind of being able to have every part of the planet be a receptor for some kind of smart grid?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've looked at, I work with some, and this is not conspiracy. I always get facts because I think it's important. I don't, I don't do, I think there's this, I think there's that. We've got a world-leading toxicologist, industrial toxicologist, bless her heart, Dr. Hildy, and, she's tested these chemtrails for the last, 15, 18 years. And there's obviously barium, strontium, aluminum, but there's also nanoparticles, the same stuff that is in the vaccine. So, you put it in chemtrails, and of course, because it's 10 to the minus 9 small, it drops on your skin, it sinks through. And these things are pretty destructive. Now, what are they? People, at the moment, again, because people aren't used to stuff, oh, there's graphene oxide and, and all this sort of thing. Well, there's a lot more than that. The graphene oxide nanotubes are basically, they have CMOS chips inside them. They're also bound with things like nylons, nylon 36, 33. It's bound with silicates. It's bound with a whole load of stuff that doesn't kind of go together, but it grows. And people say, well, how could you make nylon grow? The answer is that life begins with carbon 60. So you need carbon. You need water. You need oxygen and warmth. So how do they grow? Well, if you stick these things to the body and they're all bound together in a particular way, and the reason why people don't find this stuff is the binding of these elements are 3 or 4 microns down within the, within the actual nano sphere or nano tube. So what happens is when it's in the body, it starts to attach to your tissues, and it's using your own bodies like oxygen, water and, warmth. And it starts to, these things start to grow. And that's what Morgellons is all about. Morgellons disease is exactly that. We've been, you know, I've been working at 14 years. I wrote a book about it, The History, Truth, and Healing of Manufactured Diseases, and it explains it comes, it's off-planet technology, of course, but, you know, now they've developed it even further. So how does 5G affect it? Well, these nano tubes transmit in the C frequencies, and you know, of course, they've got a CMOS structure inside them. So, and you know, when it transmits in the C frequencies, they've also got things that can monitor your body within it. You know, and you can monitor heart rate, you can monitor what's in your blood. You know, you can monitor a whole host of things. You know, whether your heart rate's accelerated, and depending on where these things are, and of course, because there's a lot of them, they also gravitate towards areas of the body because they're different magnetic. They magnetize the body. So that's why, you know, when people get their jab, they can stick a magnet on them. Oh, you know, what on earth is this? Well, it's called nanotechnology, you know. And anyway, when it's... So, you know, these things can be steered through frequencies into the body, and it can receive frequencies coming from the body, analyze the body, even in the brain, you know, analyzing brain activities. So it's kind of quite crazy, really, when you think about it. And they've been in the chemtrails forever. And of course, you know, you're right. You say, oh, there's chemtrails out there. Oh, no, don't be so daft. Well, if you look at chemtrails, the difference in chemtrails and gas turbine output is, you know, when a gas turbine obviously puts out things out, you know, you've got a lot of, you know, condensated water. It disappears within probably minute, two, three. With chemtrails, it just goes straight across the sky and starts expanding, expanding, expanding. And that's kind of the difference with them. But, you know, trying to get people to believe this is kind of, oh, well. But we have analyzed what's in it. We've analyzed what's in these vaccines. It's all nanotechnology. It's all Morgellons particles. And
so what are they doing with that? I mean, is this kind of is this a freaky science experiment? Is this something where it's legitimately something that they could potentially pull off, where they've done experiments on and now they're just kind of revealing it to the world?
Well, there's a few things. They want to reduce population, of course. You know, and again, people say that's a conspiracy. Well, you know, if you look at the whole what would you call it? Archon Covenant. It's all about get them sick, reduce the population. So how do you reduce the population? Very simple. If you inject them with vaccines, create a pandemic, you know, and again, we have validation from 500 laboratories, 1,600 aspirates per laboratory. People have died of, in quotes, COVID that doesn't exist. And they've tested it, and they did a gold standard isolation study. Every single lab and every single person involved with that, scientist found influenza A and B. I mean, it's a coronavirus. It's pretty profound. If you know, immune weak, you can die of it, of course. But and so it was a reason to, oh, let's inject you with this new vaccine. But, you know, so they inject them with this graphene oxide nanospheres and tubes. Now, the spheres are very different. What's different about a sphere? The sphere is there to be able to release viruses in your body because it's loaded with up to, I think it's 93 viruses, and it acts on different frequencies. So, you know, it can trigger one frequency, one virus release, like to malaria or something else. So, you know, you have to wonder why they're putting those in the vaccine. And again, we've tested with the labs, we've tested 972 vials of this stuff, and in every single one we found the nanotubes and nanospheres. And this is not my laboratories, it's people who I work with, you know. You obviously have to be very careful with this data. So it's dangerous, you know, it really is. And the other thing about it is, of course, if you're transmitting the same frequency as a tower, then you become a 5G tower. It's a low-level one, but you're still transmitting frequencies. That's why when unvaccinated or whatever people come in your field, they start to get sick because, you know, without the vaccine, even if you're unvaccinated, if you switch 5G on, it resonates the cells, and the cells detox really quickly, too quickly. So,
I understand what you mean. Detox the cells. Is that for people who haven't vaccinated?
Unvaccinated, vaccinated. We all, you know, Ryan. We all have toxins in our body. We live in a crazy toxic world, you know, with the food and with all the stuff going on with water. And so, what happens is when you switch it on, even if you're unvaccinated, vaccinated people obviously as well, what happens is these cells start detoxing way too quickly. So you get altitude sickness. You can't breathe properly because your heart rate accelerates because it's trying to pump blood around to move all the toxins out of your body. So that's why people get COVID symptoms when they switch on 5G. It's pretty crazy.
Jeez, it's pretty nuts. If a person is, say, for example, their physical body has gotten something in there and it's transmitting something, a frequency or a signal, we know that this is rooted in the physical. What does that necessarily mean for the person who has a certain vibration? We always talk and hear these things about, okay, well, this person's at a certain vibrational frequency. So they have a physical body. They've got something within their heart draws them to a force of light or force of dark. My understanding is that the darker you go, the lower your vibration. Well, what if you happen to be somebody who has something, you've got a good heart, but you got the shot, and maybe your body is vibrating at a certain frequency in alignment to what this 5G thing is. And who's to say, who is to anyone to make an assessment what the high or low density vibration of 5G is? I mean, is vibration, theoretically speaking, only observable through a human eye, which can decide whether or not something is positive or negative? So basically, some of the question is, does a person's spiritual vibration have anything to do with the vibrational frequency of their body if it has a vaccine or if it is kind of corresponding with the 5G? Can you have two vibrations at the same time? And theoretically speaking, can those two vibrations actually clash with each other?
Well, we're seeing a lot of people. I mean, I work with thousands of people a week, and I'm seeing a lot of people really tank their vibration with the vaccine. Now, if you're really strong, of course, there's an element of people, and very few, let me tell you, that I've observed, actually, is that their vibration's so high, even if you took the vaccine, it probably wouldn't work because their immune, their DNA is vibrating at a really top frequency. And I'm talking about the God space where, you know, you feel amazing, you take on the world. But if you feel like that, you know, you wouldn't take experimental things anyway, you know, so it's obviously about choice. But most people who take the vaccine, of course, it's RNA, it alters your RNA, DNA. I mean, the scientists try and differentiate those and make them separate. Oh, RNA has nothing to do with DNA. It's all connected. RNA, DNA, and immune system. It's all part of the same thing. So if you alter your DNA, one thing I really want to point out is that what tends to happen is, you know, when you're born, you know, your fertilized egg becomes a fetus. The soul comes through and it resonates with that frequency of the actual fetus, and then when it bonds in, it becomes a human being. Now, if you alter your DNA, your soul can't live within that body because its interface is completely messed up. So what happens is, and I've seen it, you know, the soul kind of lifts out of the body on an umbilical cord, so people kind of get checked out. And the whole point about the Archon Covenant is to get people checked out so the soul's not actually in the body, it's hanging out slightly outside. In comes Archons, which have no body, and take over the body. And that's what the part of their covenant was, is to try and hijack bodies and be on this planet to operate. And that's why a lot of people who have observed this ourselves, who are vaccinated, have kind of get pretty aggressive and their personality changes. So there's got to be a reason for that. And that is the reason, you know.
So does that mean that the soul's kind of fighting with the body? Does the soul eventually decide that it's, maybe it's got to become more dense, a lower vibration, in order to sustain and continue life?
Well, if it's at a certain frequency, and if you alter the DNA, and I'm not just talking about the light body of the DNA, but the whole, you know, genetic structure, which they're dealing with, CRISPR technology, everything. Once you've altered DNA, that soul can't live in that body unless you reset the DNA back to the blueprint. And of course, when you use this technology, it goes through all the cells and you don't have any blueprint to reset it back to. You know, people don't have this ability, you know. So what we do is we reset it back to the blueprint in the Akashic records of when you just before you were first born. Because even when you're born, of course, you know, you come down here, you're in your mother's womb. She's got toxins in her body. There's transmissional frequencies and everything else. So right from the get-go of coming down here, your DNA is changing all the time. I mean, it's a crazy world. I mean, I love this world, but it is crazy.
it's really nuts. I mean, I don't know. Last time we spoke, I think because the external reality was showing a lot more people in the lockdowns and the psychosis becoming more intense, I was a lot less hopeful. I don't know if this reprieve on these mandates, the draconian mandates of the U.S. are just something that's temporary so they could focus on the next distraction. But
oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, absolutely.
Right?
I think they've got rid of that because it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know they're trying to, it seems like they're trying to push for a reset where they're trying to get all these countries to kind of break down. Where do you see, do you think the inflection point has happened where people are no longer going to be part of it? Because I'm seeing more and more, I've actually been observing this for a while, I have been mentioning it to our listeners, that I always felt like civilization splitting in two, but now I see it breaking up even further. Like you just see more and more people moving with like-minded individuals. And I'm curious to see what are some of your predictions about the short-term and long-term future for the world and the United States?
Well, if you look at what's going on at the moment, you know, the plandemic is over. You know, it didn't work. It worked to an extent, but it didn't work particularly. So, it's all done now. You know, well, hang on a minute. You know, you said it was lethal. Well, it's not. You know, it's coronavirus. It's the flu. Now you've injected this stuff into people. There's enough people shedding. Shedding comes from spike protein, HIV microinserts through cells. It comes from transmissional frequencies, so you can get altitude sickness if you go too close to people. And so if you put all those together, and these little nanobots move, so they can actually jump, not a long way, but jump. So so you have to be careful with shedding. I'm not saying, you know, don't be around people. And we have tested a particular map of intent or a prayer that actually works, 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer. If you go to the website, that will really help you. If you say it every hour and keep that intent that it's not going to touch me, it won't. We've tested it with one of the virologists we work with. She went around all California for 3 days amongst masses of people and never got touched with shedding. And yet, you know, I've seen other people just go out once to the store and, oh my goodness, you know, I feel sick. And, you know, they've got clots coming out of the womb and all sorts of weird stuff, you know. So that prayer will really help if you're going out amongst, you know, a lot of vaccinated people. But I think, you know, so that didn't work. So what's happening now is that the transition is, well, let's try and start World War III. It's not going to happen, you know.
We're not getting World War III? It's not happening?
No, it's not going to happen. No one's going to get involved with it. If you think about it, and this is a very important point. So Putin's walked into, Ukraine. There's reasons why he walked into it, and that is 45 biolabs there. He's taken them all out. You know, again, mainstream media is trying to see it as a war and trying to get everyone riled up. My personal opinion is that he's just taken out the Nazi and the deep state over there and also taken out the bioweapons. So if the president was in charge of the military over here, wouldn't you think that he'd send them in or do something? But they're not. They're just doing sanctions that aren't doing anything. So, you know, it's my opinion that I think World War III would never start. No one wants to poke this hot potato, which is the Ukraine thing going on, because the deep state and all the cabal and everything else have got a lot of money over there, bioweapons, everything else. If it all comes out, it's going to finish them. So there's some interesting things, but to me, it's all coming to a precipice. It seems to be accelerating. You know, you've got the Ukraine thing. You've got the end of the pandemic. You've also got Hunter Biden laptop. You've got all sorts of things that, you know, things like the actual fraud. Everything seems to be starting to converge to be delivered out there of the truth, in my opinion. You know, so.
And some people are saying, okay, well, you know, these revelations are going to, you know, finally get justice. I have no hope at all. I don't think that these people are ever going to be brought to justice unless there's some kind of outside force that comes in and does it. I'm not really hopeful. I don't even know if it's going to happen. But do you foresee a period of time where this actually does happen? And if so, how could it actually happen?
Well, my opinion is that, you know, they're dripping things out, like Durham doing indictments. You know, a lot of people are dripping these things out. You know, suddenly Hunter Biden laptop is his laptop, and it wasn't 3 years ago. I think little by little, when they've dripped out enough. It shows the administration to be incapacitated. And once they can prove that, then the military can take over. And it's my belief that the military is going to take over at the right time when they've shown the people enough.
Yeah, I do wonder if that could occur. And as far as, have you ever, in your experience, come across the information about this apparent Council of Light or this council within the galaxy that, you know, kind of decides what planets kind of get into this community? Dr. Stephen Greer has talked about it a lot. He's talked about this interplanetary council. And I'm just curious if you've ever come across that. And if so, like, how could people kind of connect with this and say, look, you know, we're not aligned to these other humans that are all about death and destruction, and we really would like to move towards something more peaceful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I chair one of the councils with three other Melchizedek beings, which is the Galactic Federation. I know that people have got different federations. Like, there's a Palladium one, there's an Actorian one. This involves a lot of beings, you know, like thousands of them, talking about, because, you know, this planet, it's really important to realize that there's free will. So the reason why we're all down here is to, you know, we were born down here. I've got 84% Melchizedek DNA, and other light beings, likewise, they've been spliced in at birth to get you down here so that once you're down on this planet, it gets over that free will, because you then have free will. And so once you understand what's going on, you can ask for help from your starseed family, you know, which is really important. And, you know, to me,
how do you do that? How do you do that? Because I have been trying to reach out to, I don't even know if I have a starseed family. I'm trying to reach out to mine. I say, please, I'm open to messages. No response. Zero. But everyone knows that. I've been talking about that for years. And
oh, yeah. But
What
you need to do is get things like, I command this thing happens now, get some real power behind it. But I think to connect your starseed family, right, you've got to get your vibration really high, release a lot of emotion. It's a lot of work. You know, when I did it, you know, I was meditating with the Melchizedek beings. You know, I knew I was one. I saw it in visions when I went to Belize. And then I started meditating and nothing happened for a week. And then 2 weeks, nothing happened. You know, a month, nothing happened. I said, well, I don't care when you show up, but I'm going to keep meditating because you know what? You're going to show up eventually. But they want to see commitment. But it's no use like giving them 5 minutes a day. Like, okay, I'll meditate. Oh, they didn't turn up. You know, you've got to have at least an hour a day. And the sort of meditation I'm talking about, because people say, well, which meditation shall I use? And the answer is, you've got to use your own mind and just let it go and learn to let it go. And it's very difficult because, you know, you're lying there, you think, oh, gosh, you know, we've got to go shopping and I've got to do this and cut the chicken for tonight's dinner or something. You know, there's always something in your mind and it's very difficult to just completely let that go. But if you keep practicing, it'll come. It took me a while when I went bankrupt in 2007 because of all the chaos in my life to really understand the meditation. But once I'd mastered it, I could even be on a plane. I could switch out and suddenly the plane's landing. Where did that go, that 6 hours, you know, that we're traveling? It's amazing, you know, it really is. But it takes time. But once it's one of those Melchizedek beings realized that I was really serious and that they're brutal about it, you know, are you serious? Well, once you've been meditating for like 2 months, you know, without any response comes, it's kind of incredible because you start getting downloads, crazy things start to happen. You'll know when you're connected to them. It's really incredible. It was an amazing day for me. I'll never forget it. And once that happens, you're in touch with them all the time because they tell you things. You know, I talk to Melchizedek beings 12 hours a day, you know, when I'm doing the healings Monday,
Tuesday,
Thursday,
Friday. You talk to me 12 hours a day? Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Well, because, you know, they're doing the healings. I mean, you know, I look at myself as the conductor of the orchestra. So you're there, you've got the Melchizedek beings, and you're here. Now, again, because of free will, they can't do anything without you. So, you know, saying, okay, let's get into the lower back, let's replace that disc. They go in, they do psychic surgery. Or let's work on the kidneys, the filtration system, get rid of that calcification of the kidneys. You know, all this sort of thing. Or let's clear the intestines, or let's work on the liver. It's got fatty tissue. Let's break that down, build it back up. But if you're not there to say that you can't just say, well, heal us. Heal what? You know, the thing is about the planet, you know, this universal law, it's so specific. That's why, you know, when you do healing, you know, it took me 4 years to really understand a lot of cause and effects of everything that goes on, like leukemia, cancers, everything else, so that, you know, I could ask them, you know, okay, go in, guys, let's work on the leukemia, let's work on the stem cells, let's work on this, let's work on the liver. And, you know, when you understand the cause and effect, how that illness happened, then you can actually do something about it. But if you don't, you can't just say, well, go and do some healing. You know, healing what? You know, what do you want me to do? You know, so you've got to be really specific. And it's incredible. It really is incredible.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I you know, coming back to Greer real quick, he's got the C5 meditation, and he really talks about going in and connecting with beings and doing things. And at this point, just in general, I think it'd be wonderful. More people could connect to a higher intelligence, or an intelligence necessarily that they wouldn't necessarily worship, that would actually have some of the same ideals and values. Like, Christopher, I really don't feel any kind of semblance with the humans on this planet at all. I don't know. I've always been the weird. I've been the weird dude. I've always been the weird dude.
Yeah,
naturally weird.
That's a blessing.
I think it's a blessing too. Yeah, I don't like these people. And I'm glad I don't think like them. But at the same time, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, alone in the desert. You know, I keep, you know, one of my friends told me, oh, you know, try to communicate with the beings, and I do. And I just, you know, I'm not a cool human. I'm not a cool alien. Is it possible? Is it possible that you're popular, that you could be in a category and have like no connection, like your own, like you're like the first of your own race, basically?
Now you're a starseed, but but it's difficult to navigate this planet. I mean, I you know, we went out last night for a beer. So I went out for a beer and I was kind of, I need to get out of here, you know, because the energies, I struggle with energies. I mean, the ministry building is 5 acres. So although we're in a neighborhood and you can put a non-for-profit anywhere you like, but it's 5 acres. So it gives us enough space to be able to chill out, you know, and we're building a new house on 42 acres in the woods. So, you know, when we go down there, it's absolutely gorgeous. We haven't built the house yet, but, you know, being amongst trees and that, you know, it's important to get amongst trees and things. So they'll take all that angsty energy. They actually suck it out of you. And you just say, wow, after 15 minutes of being around trees, you feel amazing. But I think, you know, being a starseed, my father, long time ago, said, you're just weird. And I thought, oh, thanks, Dad. That's the best thing you've ever said to me. Yay, you know.
Yeah.
I've got all this, like, you're too thick to get a degree because I've got dyslexia. So I've got a degree, got a master's and everything else. And, you know, I used to, you know, one day he actually said to me, you know, when I was bankrupt and really struggled and I stayed at his house just for a couple of nights, and he said, oh, you've caused me so much hassle. If you were my firstborn, I'd never have another child. You're the worst son anyone could ever want.
Oh, my God. Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. I said, oh, wow. I said, hold that space. So I actually went to the bedroom, packed all my stuff. He didn't see that. And I just went out with a bag. And I won't tell you exactly, but there was a sort of F-type thing in it, you know. I said, I never want to see you again. Bye. And jumped in the car and went. Because I think, you know, but he doesn't understand me, bless his heart. You know, it's just, and I've learned to navigate him. And, you know, when he says, oh, you're really weird, I said, wow, what a blessing. Thanks for the compliment for a change, you know. But he's narcissistic, passive-aggressive, he's abused us. And, you know, I think it's just blessed. He's 87, doesn't know what to do with his life, and that's it, you know. But I think it is a lonely journey. Ryan, it really is a lonely journey, because even people who quarter get it, you know, if you really get it and you sit there, they just glaze over. This guy's nuts, you know, and that's okay, you know. But, you know, I see it, you know, I see it every day. We work with people, Illuminati, Fallout children. We work with people who are really lonely. That's why we have a thing called Heart Sharing Space. And that's on a Friday. If you want to join that, it's free. Just join it, you know. And we get like 300 or 400 people just joining and, you know, coming in, and then they go off and just sharing, just to be part of a community, because people are just looking for that community to be part of. And, you know, a lot of people are very lonely because, you know, there's a lot of churches, Christianity or Buddhism, whatever. But, you know, they're not putting the mustard. And where do you meet people? The answer is you can't, you know. So getting to know like-minded people is very difficult.
Great. We'll have to push forward. Mr. Christopher Macklin, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, sharing your wisdom. Again, Christopher is he's concentrated his whole life on divine healing. He hangs out with these pretty cool beings. Apparently, they're pretty awesome. Apparently, they're a lot cooler than beings on this planet. So that's why we're going to learn more about Christopher. You can learn more about him by going to his website at globalenlightenmentproject.com. Christopher, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much, Ryan. Bless your heart.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our unbelievable guest, and special thanks, as always, to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Constance Dallas, and our associate producer, Jenny Lamisa. To learn more about the Out of Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outoflimitsradio.com. And till the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Yay! Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.